Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has signaled the Fed will begin to cut interest rates soon. In a speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, Powell said the time has come.
The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
The key interest rate is at a 23-year high. A modest quarter-point cut is expected. The Democratic National Convention is history now, but last night was full of enthusiasm for presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
Together, let us write the next great chapter in the most extraordinary story ever told.
CBS News political contributor Joel Payne on Harris's acceptance speech.
She was riding kind of the emotion and the energy of the crowd. She did it in a way that, frankly, you know, we think about who the previous Democratic nominee was, Joe Biden. That would have been a very difficult speech for him to give.
Donald Trump is campaigning in Arizona and Las Vegas. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Tonight, Trump returns to Arizona for a rally and has announced he'll be joined by a special guest. Coincidentally, also in the state, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who may suspend his campaign today and endorse Trump.
There are rumors that he's going to make an endorsement. That would be a great honor for me.
A source tells CBS News the Secret Service has placed multiple agents on leave as a result of its investigation into the assassination attempt on Trump. That includes the head of the agency's Pittsburgh field office. The internal investigation is continuing. A lot of big retail chains have been hit hard by theft, and they've taken different approaches to stopping it. Some giant food stores around the nation's capital will impose a ban on unaccompanied minors after 6 p.m., and the reaction is mixed.
I think it's a good thing because you can deter theft.
They're refusing customers. That seems ridiculous. It doesn't seem like a good business policy.
Stores have already banned large backpacks and tote bags and locked up some items. It's hot in Texas, more so than most summers. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen tells us the hottest stretch of the summer continues, and it's not just Texas.
The center of this heat dome is sitting over the west central portion of the state, so New Mexico is feeling the heat. Oklahoma, even on up into Kansas, and it goes from eastern sections of Texas into Louisiana and Mississippi and portions of Arkansas as well.
Checking Wall Street after the Fed chair speech today, the Dow is currently up 328. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine fire crews responded to a structure fire in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park at around midnight. The fire reportedly started in a closet and was labeled a working structure fire. There's no word yet on potential occupants. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie resulted in a driver shooting a BB gun at another vehicle, shattering a window Wednesday. The suspect was arrested after a three-hour search and a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. The Racine Police Department has introduced Blue, a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois, as their newest canine. Blue is trained in firearm detection and general patrol duties. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers face the Oakland A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in Oakland. They got shut out yesterday in St. Louis 3-0. The Cardinals' Miles Michaelis held the crew to just a pair of hits through six innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that. that, and he dominated us today.
High school football, over 360 high school teams kick off their season tonight as part of the statewide WIAA competition. NFL, Packers and Ravens tomorrow at Lambeau Field, kickoff at noon. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. We're just looking to competing against them and getting better today.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures, flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Sands. Miracles on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, coat wearing weather for tonight's football game at Case.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking.
spooky little girl like you.
Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
So much fun listening to that tune. That's what radio should be. You listen to a song, you just have so much fun listening to it. Devil with a Blue Dress on, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wolves. That just so cool. Anything coming out of Detroit is cool, and they got cool names too. I mean, if I was going to be in a rock band, first off, I tell everybody I came out of Detroit, because that's just, you know, you got the Motown sound, you've got the cool bands, you know. But anyway, enough said, right? Let's talk about weather. Beautiful day, and the first chance of showers and storms looks to be a slight chance of it on Sunday. Otherwise, dress warm for the game tonight, because we're all sissies. We're in Wisconsin, man. We're supposed to be wearing shorts at this time of the year, but 6:30 tonight, Westosha Central taking on Case High School.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Things we've done together, oh, I-
Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. Dale Shannon and Runaway. Tomorrow, the Packer game is on at 10 a.m. in the morning. Well, the pregame show, and you'll listen live right here at 1400 a.m.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, live with you. There's a way. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
chance now.
It's right here at WRJN, doing Locomotion with the Grand Funk Railroad. And before that, we did it with Lilu Eva. And before that, Carole King wrote that song along with her husband. What a great, great song. Lilu Eva, by the way, was Carole King's babysitter. Well, I'll tell you, way to go keeping that babysitter like, they just gave me a hit song. I guess I'm going to have to keep babysitting for them because they made me famous. And yeah, all right. That, I would say if I were the babysitter, I'd continue babysitting for a hit song. The only problem I ever had was I can't carry a tune. I can carry laundry, but not the tune. Paul Harvey's got the rest of the story at WRJN. He was on here for over 50-some years, and he's back on again. 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again today at 12:05, along with After 12, my old Uncle Dick, Dick's Picks. He's going to pick the Raspberries today to give you the story behind that group right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine fire crews were called out at around midnight for flames at a house near Quarry Lake Park. The structure fire broke out in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue, with smoke and flames visible inside the unit. It was labeled a working structure fire, with flames reportedly starting in a closet. There's no word yet about the status of anyone that may have been inside. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. If you missed the news earlier in the week, you can get caught up at WRJN.com. There you'll find details about the $68 million community center that was authorized at a city council meeting this week in Racine. They'll break ground on the new Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in October. It'll be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary and will feature expanded recreational facilities, educational spaces, and a federally qualified health center. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures, flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call.
It's WRJN. I'm sending this one out to my former boss, Bucky. He said his three dogs are really fans of me. He did. I do not lie. So here you go, doggies. Little celebration here. It's a Friday. Just sitting in your kennel. Wondering what kind of career moves you made to get to this point. There you go. Can't you hear my heartbeat? That's the one I always ask my doctor when I go on to see him. Every single time. Herman's Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby.
baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the car or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition, provided by a magician.
News and timeless hits. Tell a friend right here at WRJN. Greetings, Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty was here just about 3 weeks ago, did all of his hits, and you can even find, if you look up 2024 Milwaukee concert, John Fogerty.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She
could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Such a cool song. always a big fan of the organ anyway. Indian Reservation, Paul Revere and the Raiders on WRJN. Local news, Timeless, his Paul Harvey at 12:05. And for something to do tonight, free music. Music on the Monument is back tonight. The band Stone Theory is going to start around 4:30. It's going to go around 4:30 to 7. There's going to be food trucks out there, downtown restaurants as well. And you can just kind of just let it all loose there. Music on the Monument tonight, 4:30 to 7. And if you want more details on that, you just go to online at RacineDowntown.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be
seem to be anyone else.
timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits. Tell a friend. WRJN. Coming up in the next few moments, we've got Stuart J. Waddle's local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and CBS National News minutes away.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst.
worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.